You know, I've said that this is a symphony, and the original title for this class was Oily Symphony, when it was focused just entirely on the essential oils. However, it needed to be more, in my opinion. So I want to share a video with you, which is also always shared in my dog courses and in all my courses, on how wolves change rivers. And there is a symphony. And then there's the one on the magical forest that shows you how God made everything in a symphony there. And one day it will be not in the fallen state where we have carnivores and omnivores and herbivores. It'll be in the beautiful symphony he originally created. But for now, we honor it to the best of our abilities. And Psalm 66:4 says, "And all the earth shall worship you," meaning the Lord, "and sing praises to you." They shall sing praises to your name. You'll see how amazing all of creation is, and God did it all with his voice. He is the master conductor, and it is all his symphony. So what I want to show with the books that I'm going to, you know, linking and sharing with you, they all, yes, I have them, reading them, read them. They all brought me to this, and I hope that they will help to enlighten that with you from other voices that are sharing his voice in their own delivery. Some are pastors, some are authors, that's what they do for a living. Others are teachers like myself. There's a variety of voices that you can learn these things from, and some are musicians, and I love learning from them. That's why I loved Michael's book, The Sound of Healing. So check out the ones that you can. Going back to Michael's whole tones, when you purchase the Healing Project there, you get the book with it. So, but you may just want to get the book. I would be disappointed to not have the music after reading the book, though, I'll tell you that. We mess things up all the time and are what cause the discordant disharmony in the world. Our dissonant noise pollution, along with all the rest of the pollution we create. We cull things that aren't our right to do so. We are here to steward the earth. We do not own it. God does. He gave it to us to steward and have dominion over. We kind of blew it and sold that out to the enemy, but Jesus got it back for us. Let's honor that to the best of our ability with where we are now and honor him. So rather than warring with it all, why not join in the orchestra of God's symphony and live in that harmonious tone tuned into him? That's why I'm sharing these videos with you that are real important. Now, The Magical Forest is a long one. It's a one-hour documentary, absolutely amazing movie. I've watched it a couple of times. And How Wolves Change Rivers, I've watched several times. It's short. It's just, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes. So who are we to think that we can do better than the one who created all of us to work in such a synergistic harmony? I had a page on my website for a while, but I'm sharing it here instead. It's not on my website anymore, and it's I titled Health and Wellness is a Piece of Heaven on Earth. Let's go back to God's word where he said, and we say, for God's will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We're to bring heaven here. We're seated with him in the heavenlies, but we're seated there with him in victory, looking towards the earth from that victory as we pray, as we live on this earth, not begging from earth to heaven as a victim, but praying in victory from heaven, seated with him. And seating is a whole other thing. I can point you to a class on that, the seat of authority in our mantles and all that. Great one that I took by Plumline Institute. Really, really good class. So a friend of mine shared this, and it's a beautiful graphic, which you'll see with this particular audio. Her name is Penny LeClaire, and she's a kingdom mindset practitioner. I love that. I love her. She and I have become good friends, and we've been friends online for years, but we've become really good friends in 2020. People that I never thought I'd be friends with became friends with in 2020. Others I thought I would be aren't anymore. So she said this, "The word of God, the highest energy frequency in the world. God created the world and everything in it with his word, and now that is power. Gives spiritual and physical life to us. God's word will physically produce health in us." Proverbs 4:22. And she also wrote, "Essential oils have varied frequencies, and when anointed with prayer, God's word will raise the frequency in the body to bring wholeness and health." See, we're going to get entrained and tuned with him, and he gives us the oils for anointing. There's so much on that. I'm actually learning on that too. So those are going to all be dropped into this class. If you don't subscribe to this yet, by Gather Ministries, it is called The Loop, and she's on Instagram, she's on Facebook, their website. I'll have the website linked with this in the description, but she called this one my fragrance, and I loved it so much, so I'm going to share it with you. It's from 2 Corinthians 2:15 is the verse, "For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." And she writes in first person as though she's writing God speaking to us, okay, to his daughters. So for the men, there's one called the wire. For the women, it's called the loop. I am for you. I am with you. I go before, knowing what is ahead. I stand behind, my hand on your shoulder, so close you can smell my presence. Yes, there is a fragrance of my spirit, and this is where I invite you to live, your truest self, stripped of all insecurities, all what-ifs, all doubts and fears and pain. Breathe deeply, my dear one. Breathe in sweetness and hope. Breathe in newness and the clean air I bring. And now I'm going to share the rest of it where you can read that yourself. It's just super, super beautiful. And I thought it was appropriate for what we've been going through for most of 2020 into 2021. He shows us how to breathe and how important that is. You can sign up for those daily devotionals or follow them on Instagram. These are just resources for you as I close out this course at the end. All of the other audios that you're going to notice were recorded probably after I'm recording this that will be dropped into the class as things come up. So just stick around and see what more comes. It's unlimited access, so you won't have to go and re-sign up or anything like that. I'm going to close with a few quotes and help you to make some decisions here. I put this at the beginning of the class, but I think it's important to re-emphasize that here. Realize that this is song. This song that I'm talking about throughout this is unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of the saints. Psalm 149:1. How many times? Well, you know, David wrote most of the Psalms, King David, and he was a musician and a singer. Good reason. And that's where we got the key of David, the right frequency of 444 hertz. This will change the world for all of us, not just for humans, but the entire world. And daily, I read for 3 months when I was first delving into some of this in 2016, frequencies I've been delving into for many more years than that. But all of this, bringing it all together since 2016, when my only sister committed suicide, and it caused me to begin to really question my own testimony. And it says by his blood and by the word of our testimony. So I went into this. I was already going into this, but really just jumped in full force after that. So read Romans 8. I read it every day for 3 months, and not that I memorized it, but I read it with my heart, and I love it. And then, you know, you got to read the chapters before to make it all come together correctly for you, right? Okay, Scott Hasty, I don't know how it's pronounced, says, a hallowed frequency within that, even in your darkest hour, you can always turn to. So we've come to the end of this course, and your journey may just be beginning. And that's the exciting part. So the question begs, what do you do now? Make a decision for your wellness. I'm reiterating from the opening of this class. Do you want to keep trying to get well, or do you want to simply be well, live well? Then follow these simple ABCs. And I said simple, not necessarily easy. Follow the laws of health mandated in nature. Nutrition, exercise, water, fresh water, unadulterated with toxic chemicals such as fluoride and chlorine. Sunshine, yeah, it's good for us. And supplements as needed, whole food preferably, fresh air, rest, and trust. Trust in those laws, but primarily trust in God. Use the tuning forks mentioned throughout this course. Share the message with others so they too can be well. Spirit, mind, body, and let's not forget even having your finances healed. There's a lot to that. I really believe that Young Living has a message of hope for us for wellness, purpose, and abundance. And so you can be part of the Oily Tunes journey if you so like. Lou Holtz said, ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do, and attitude determines how well you do it. So thank you for joining me on this journey and to fine-tune your own wellness, to get in tune with God and his frequencies, and let your dogs help you learn how to bring the music back into your life. Keep on singing and dancing to the tune of wellness, and remember to enjoy your wellness journey. Remember, go back through all the links if you haven't had time to read those. Do that. Dr. Edward Bach said, and may we ever have gratitude in hearts that the greatest creator and all his glory has placed in the herbs in the field for our healing. And Proverbs 17:22 in the King James Version says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Did you know that a big portion of our immune system is in the bone marrow? We don't want the bones dried, yo. All right. I won't be able to respond to all the questions on oils or different things and uses for that to remain compliant, but we have resources. Just remember that and don't hesitate to ask that. Tempo is the speed at which a piece or a passage of music is meant to be played. So stay in that tempo. Thank you for journeying with me, and simply be well. Love you guys.